We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank. Up next, the latest on the Missouri Tigers from KCSN, which features multiple shows each week with Border War with former Missouri forward Jarrett Sutton and former Jayhawks guard Jeff Hawkins, and Mizzou That's Who with insider Gabe DeArmond, Maggie Johnson, and Tucker Franklin. The latest news, the top stories, and an insider perspective to keep you in the know. Make sure to follow us on your new home for Missouri Tigers podcast, KCSN. And now, the latest on Mizzou Athletics.
Welcome, everybody, to the Border War podcast on KC Sports Network. We are presented by 360 Vodka. A quick Happy New Year to all of our listeners out there. This is our first Mizzou pod of 2023. We got a lot to catch up on. But let's welcome in my partner, Jeff Hawkins. Jeff, how you doing?
Doing good, man. You know, coming into this new year, feeling good. A lot of basketball, football's going on. You know, Super Bowl's about to come up. I mean, college and national football, the championship kicked off. I mean, it's a great time for 2023. And obviously, you know, surrounding basketball, it's a lot of stuff going with your Tigers that, you know, has a lot of people talking.
I do want to give a shout out, though, to just kind of all three local schools that is making college basketball a lot of fun right now in Kansas City. And how I was talking to a guy this morning, I think it's like everything right now is Chiefs, and it makes total sense, right? They're going after for a Super Bowl. But it's going to be fun after they win a Super Bowl to have three. There's always that lull after the Chiefs season, I think, in Kansas City, because everybody's waiting for March Madness. But it's going to be fun to follow all three teams, Kansas, K-State, and Mizzou. So that's my plug to Kansas City.
Yeah, there you go.
I love having all three teams ranked. I think it's great. It gives me some bragging rights when I go travel.
Heck yeah.
You know, man.
Like, hey, let them know this area ain't no joke.
It's exactly right, man. Let's go. I want all local teams to be good. It's good for me, man. Yeah, for real. It's great. So let's talk about Mizzou's – first, let's talk about the loss. It's been a little while since we spoke. It was after the Kentucky win, which is a big win. And we knew going on the road to Arkansas was going to be no joke. Arkansas was, you know, coming off a loss to LSU. They were without Nick Smith. I actually thought Nick Smith was going to play in this game, and he didn't. I think this loss for Mizzou, it didn't sting as bad as I think some losses can. They were competitive, right? They ended up losing by six. The problem is they were up 17 at one point in this game. Arkansas had a great second half. Missouri really got stagnant on offense in the second half. Ball wasn't moving. Life on the road. You know, sometimes you just your energy gets zapped. And Kobe Brown was in foul trouble too. That's something that just can't happen.
Yeah,
for this team over long stretches. They were able to bounce back and win against Vanderbilt. But the Arkansas game, I think it's fair to say, you know, Mizzou fans, I don't think they were upset. But just the fact that they had a big lead and weren't able to close that out, knowing that would have been a big road win. And they were competitive and they've kept fighting and they cut it to three at one point in the final minute. And they just couldn't get the stop and they just couldn't get the bucket when they needed it. And they were right there. And that's all you can ask for when you go on the road. It's a tough one, but it's another learning experience for this team.
Yeah. And again, I mean, you just look at the road the Tigers have taken to get to where they're at. And, you know, my the way I saw the game was, okay, yeah, up 17. Again, that just goes to show you their firepower in a team that's still trying to figure things out, just like the rest of the teams across the nation. They're still figuring some things out, although they're getting into league play, but they're still trying to figure out how they get a big lead like that and how to, you know, be able to withstand that. So they're still figuring some things out. But again, Kobe Brown gets in foul trouble. You know, you lose the lead, you got everything going against you. Sometimes games like that, Jared, I think that's a 12, 15, maybe even 20, because things get out of hand, 20-point loss. Things can sometimes spiral. And for them to still be able to be competitive and only lose by 6, I know they lost that lead, but still, they still kept it competitive and gave themselves a chance down the stretch to still be able to make a run. So from what I take away from this Missouri team, that's just a loss. Like, chop it up, which they did, and keep moving forward. I think Dennis Gates has shown tremendous ability to, you know, take a loss and then come back seriously the next game and turn things around. So I think you guys got a good coach in hand. Kobe Brown's not going to be in foul trouble every game. And this is just one that slips away. It slips away from, and you know, you've been in situations like that. I've been in situations like that. Sometimes games slip away, but I don't think if you're a Missouri Tiger fan, you should be worried. And I don't think they're worried.
There are two big elements of this game that I think, you know, really jump out. And that is one, Missouri was just dominated on the glass. They were minus 17 on the glass. And I think this is something that, you know, Mizzou fans were frustrated. There's a huge reason why Arkansas was able to get back in the game. It was just second chance points. You know, really surprisingly, Missouri was only minus 9 in second chance points. I thought it was going to be way more than that, getting out rebounding that badly. Ricky Council was great. The Wichita State transfer, he had 25-7. I mean, he's a freak athlete. And, you know, Arkansas really showed their athleticism and their size and their length in the second half. And that's the biggest challenge that Dennis Gates is going to have all year, is just maintaining when he's got his, you know, when Kobe was in foul trouble, how do you maintain? They're changing their defense a lot. And I like that. They have to, you know, but when you change your defense so much and you extend yourself and you go up against athletic teams with size, there's a good chance you're going to get out rebounded. That's just a part of it. And I the one disappointment I have is, as a guard, and you know this too, you were a guard yourself, when you're undersized and you're seeing your bigs get beat on the glass, you got to take that personally as a guard and get involved. You know, you can't afford to watch. You got to help them out, get a body, get a deflection, get a tip somewhere. And I just thought the Missouri guards really, you know, the point guard and shooting guard, I thought, you know, that there was, you know, three guys that would go to the glass, but the other two wouldn't, you know, not to call out anybody, but you know, if Kobe's out of the game and it's Ronnie DeGray and it's Noah Carter and, or it's DeAndre Golston or Aiden Shaw, you know, the guards got to get involved.
Yeah.
You know, Demoy Hodge has to get involved. Nick Honor's got to even if they're undersized, get involved in the play, because I just think there's going to be nights like this. And Missouri, who shot the ball really well in the first half, they were over 44% from the field, over 44% from three. But then they started struggling in the second half. Like, the shots didn't fall. And that's a part of playing on the road, too. Like, sometimes ball's not going to go in. You got to do the little things on the road is the point. You rebounding, taking care of the ball, not turning it over, staying out of foul trouble. Like, little details matter when you're on the road.
Yeah. And I mean, and you said it best when you know, you talk about the rebounds. And, again, with Kobe Brown out – and it's never just the big's job to rebound. We know it could be some rebound margins, but, you know, to get out-rebounded 17, you got to take that personal. A lot of toughness comes with that. And it's not just the big's. The big's are going to rebound. Post up, probably not get the ball. Rebound. They're used to it. They know that's what they do. They bang. But if a guard is not going to go rebound, and I tell this to my guy, if you're not going to go rebound, at least box your man out so at least somebody on your team can at least go get the rebound. And you got to go hit somebody. But at this level, it's not about boxing somebody else so somebody else can go get the rebound. These are all men playing. You got to go hit somebody. You got to go get the ball. Because you got to think, those 17 rebounds, you come up with those. That's 17 possessions.
Yeah.
And again, shooting 44% from the field, 31 from three. I mean, I still like my numbers with that, shooting 17 more shots or giving even half of those. So something they're going to have to clean up for sure, rebounding. And I know that's going to be something that they're going to continue to improve on.
One of the other areas of this game that I think is a frustrating area to look at is I always look at assist to turnover with any team. You know, Missouri's done a pretty good job in their wins. When they play really well, the ball moves. Yeah. You know, they really share it. They play in transition. They value the ball. They make the extra pass. There's cutting. There's diet. Like against Kentucky and against Illinois, they must have had 8 or 10 points of just cuts. Yeah. Like great timed cuts to open space, back cuts, you know, slash cuts, Iverson, all these cuts that they can make. They did that at right times. I didn't see a lot of that in the Arkansas game. I thought they got too standing, too, you know, you go make a play kind of. Yeah. And it was loud in there. I mean, it was a hostile environment. Bud Walton is no joke. I'll be there tomorrow for their game against Alabama. It's going to be rowdy. Like, it's always loud in there. Missouri forced 17 turnovers. They only turned the ball over 10 times. They forced Arkansas into 17. So their defense was, again, very good, and they're forcing turnovers. And that's been another great, consistent mark over these last four games, is their defense has been pretty solid. But they got to capitalize. You know, if they're going to get out-rebounded, but they win the turnover margin, you would think they'd be able to carry that into points off turnovers. They were still very solid in the points off turnovers conversation, but they got to do more of that. If they're going to extend that defense and they want to bring pressure and they want to force turnovers, they got to convert. They have to convert those into points.
Yep. And I mean, I just, all I can really think about is literally like just Dennis Gates, man. Dennis Gates, because I think the cool thing, you guys have the athletes. I think you guys have the athletes that, you know, if they're ready to go, locked in, they can make a deep run. And you also have the coach that can make the right adjustments and counters that the coaches need to make. So, you know, when I just hear what you're saying, man, I'm just like, man, but like, man, you guys good. And again, like, you guys all know I'm a KU guy, but I'm like, man, I just like keep butting it like, but man, you guys got a good squad, still figuring some things out. And got Coach Gates, man. Like, I like Coach Gates a lot.
No question. You're listening to the fastest growing sports media network in Kansas City, KC Sports Network. We'll be back right after this.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
Let's transition into the Vanderbilt game. They lose to Arkansas, so they bounce back at home. CBS game, 11 a.m. tip. I hated 11 a.m. tips, but we all had to do them. It's part of it. They came out slow. They really did. I think they finally caught wind a little bit towards the end of the first half. Missouri scores 85, but they give up 82 against a Vanderbilt team that I thought was scrappy. You know, I thought yeah. they played pretty well. You know, I think, you know, life in league play, you can't overlook anybody. Mm-hmm. Vanderbilt did win their first league game, so they were playing with a little confidence. Four guys in double figures. I thought they set the tone in the first half. And the points in the paint and second chance points, again, Missouri got dominated in terms of points in the paint. And then you look at the rebounding discrepancy. They were almost minus 20. I think they were minus 19 on the glass. So it was more of the same. But I think in this game, Missouri's offense really carried them. Mm-hmm. They had four guys in double figures. I believe they ended up having nine guys score the ball. Well, excuse me.
Yeah.
They had all nine guys score. That's right. They played nine and all nine guys contributed. Kobe Brown was good. 18-8, got to the free throw line a lot. Did stay out of foul trouble. Damoya Hodge hit four threes. Noah Carter played pretty well. They got great minutes from DeAndre Golston off the bench. I want to bring up DeAndre because I think he is somewhat of an X factor for this team, that when DeAndre is aggressive and he's playing with confidence, I think confidence is a big word for DeAndre Golston, because I thought he played with a ton of confidence. He was efficient, 18 points on 10 shots, got to the line, and he's a broad shoulder, strong, physical wing. And when he's aggressive, usually good things happen because he's so strong and he can create that contact, initiate contact, and get to the line. And getting to the free throw line is such an important part of offense, right? It'll settles you down.
Yeah.
You know, if you're struggling, I thought Missouri did a really good job getting to the line. They shot 31 free throws and they were 27 of 31 at the line. It's a big part. And they only, you know, put Vanderbilt on the line 12 times. So it was a good bounce back win. They were even at half. Missouri's offense was very good in the second half. They had 51 points, but they gave up 48. So their defense, a little not to the level I think Dennis Gates would want it. I think it's still about points in the paint and about rebounding. They got dominated on the glass. Points off turnovers still benefited Missouri. Bench points, Vanderbilt was really good in terms of their bench play and their bench production. It's a very good game to watch. It was actually very entertaining. Yeah. I know Mizzou fans wanted the, you know, they wanted the 10, 15, 20 point win, but any win on your home, take care of home floor, win a game, and they found a way to do that.
Yeah, you know it. You know it best. You know, anytime you can get a conference win, it doesn't matter if you're playing the team at the bottom and you get a 1 point. Now, people that are maybe betting on the game are a little upset, but when you're in that locker room and you're on that staff, you just want to be able to get through. And again, that's what Missouri did. And they started, like you said, they started out slow. It was a dogfight, up and down game, and they were still able to prevail. And when Kobe Brown's out of foul trouble, it makes this team a different team and a different animal, gives more guys confidence to do things. And again, like you talk about Ghost, I mean, 6'5", long. He had no turnovers that game as well, too. So he really took care of the ball, but was really locked in. But when he can come off and give you 18 off the bench, that just – those guys that start, it takes off a load for them. It takes off a key of them. And I think if he can continue to do that, watch out. But we do got to talk about the rebounds. Those are just, you know, that's 19 possessions. You split half of those, give me nine, you know, give me 8 to 9 of those. So this is a team that, you know, they're going to have to really figure out that rebounding portion of it. And when they do, Jared, I mean, when they do, because they're still with, if you would say, man, this team got out rebounded by 19 rebounds, you're gonna like, oh, they lost.
Exactly.
I'm like,
no question.
I'm like, man, they lost. And again, got out rebounded the last game, but still, you're still finding a way to win. And I just think over time, I really do. I think over time, things will get cleaned up, because Coach Gates is still figuring this team out in his first year as a coach too. And they're figuring him out as well too. So I think that's a hot topic and a lot of people are talking about it, but if they clean those rebounds up, watch out.
Yep. Another big element, again, assist to turnover. They had 16 assists to 6 turnovers. Missouri did. They also forced 14 turnovers.
Yeah. And so you're taking care of the ball. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, that's the one thing this team will do consistently for the most part is they'll take care of the ball. And I think Nick Honor and Sean East deserve a ton of credit. Sean East comes off the bench and has given this team so many good minutes. He's been a great scorer for the most part. He had 7 assists against Vanderbilt, you know, so he wasn't scoring, but he had 7 assists, no turnovers. You know, so you're talking about Coach Gade's going to love that. You know, he can score and he can pass. So those two things, and Sean's got deceptive speed. He's a little undersized, but really does a nice job. Aiden Shaw played 8 minutes, was 2 of 2 from the field, really made an impact. But, you know, any win in league play is a good win. It was sold out at Mizzou Arena. They continue to sell out games. That home court advantage matters. It just does.
Buying in, dude.
Buying in. It plays an element. And, you know, Coach Gates always talks about it's everybody together. And when he says that, he's talking about fan base. He's talking about, you know, the athletic department. He's talking about everybody. Yeah. He's talking about the security squad, the parking squad, the dancers, the band. It's everybody. And that to me is what I think the message Dennis Gates is sending and the message that is being perceived by his team and the fan base. It's loud and clear here in year one. So good bounce back win. Missouri's back on track. Now they flip gears and go to Texas A&M. And we're familiar playing at College Station in our days in the Big 12. We'll see what the atmosphere is like. I'm used, and I know you're used to this.
Yeah.
Going to College Station when it's electric.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Loud, when it's a whiteout. I loved playing at College Station.
Yeah.
I always saw it as a great environment, very underrated environment during the Big 12.
It's a tough place to play, man.
It is. And A&M's coming off a 4-game winning streak. They've beaten Florida on the road. They bounced LSU by 13 in their own building on Saturday and played really well. They scored 69 points. As most teams are in league play, they're really good in their own building. They have a transfer in Julius Marble, who, when we talk about rebounding, Julius Marble can rebound the basketball. He had 9 in the game against LSU, 17-9. Dexter Dennis, a lot of people here in Kansas City will remember that name, Wichita State transfer. He can really score the ball, very talented. Wade Taylor's talented. This is a good roster, and it's a tough team. Buzz does a great job down there. It's a team that was in the NIT, but, you know, I think they had some tough ones last year. I think they're hungry. I think they're the team in the league that has the chip on the shoulder that knows nobody's talking about them. This is a tough game. This is a big, big road game for this team tomorrow night in College Station. I'm curious what the atmosphere will be like, because if it is like it was in Fayetteville, Missouri's got to, again, respond in a hostile environment and play 2 halves, play 40 minutes, not 20.
Yeah, and man, like, I don't know, you know, Jared, I just like I don't know, it's just like a campaign with, like, we believe in Gates. I don't know what it is. Like,
you're on the train, man.
Like, dude, man, like,
yeah, I don't have to say, I don't have to convince you. I know that,
man. Like, and everybody knows on this podcast is listening that I'm Jayhawk straight to the. Love it. Like,
it's the core.
Yeah,
it's
but
crimson.
I mean,
crimson
yeah,
and blue.
But, like, I'm a fan of basketball, and, like, what Coach Gates is doing, like, man, you have to respect it as a coach and his, just, you know, in every facet that he does it. So this Aggie team is gonna be a great test. This is gonna be a great test, you know, being able to come off, try to get a road win, you know, to push yourself to 3-1 in the conference. This is a big game. And, you know, every game, I think, and I think that's what Coach Gates is like. I think this man approaches every game as if it's a big game, you know. And that's what, you know, makes me want to watch a little Missouri basketball.
I like watching this,
but I think that, you know, the Tigers are going to come in locked in. This is going to be a good environment. They've been tested on the road as well too. So I think this is just going to be really another game for them that they know they got to be locked in all areas to win.
Yeah. I was just watching K-State, Oklahoma State here right before we, watching local schools. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
It's going to be fun. And there's some fun matchups ahead. And I don't want to look too far from the zoo, but they go to A&M on Wednesday. Then they go to Florida on Saturday. And then they turn around and play Arkansas at home next week, next Wednesday. And you know that place is going to be loud, sold out. Missouri's going to want to get back and get a W against Arkansas back in their own building. So don't want to look too far ahead. Fan base was excellent again on Saturday. I know I just keep saying that because I think it's for, you know, a guy that I go down to my basement. I still got the panoramic of Mizzou Arena hat on senior day and 15,000 strong. Yeah. That's what you want to see your alma mater. You see it all every game, Jeff. I know I don't have to tell you that, but it's been a lot of fun to see Coach Gates.
Heck really yeah, good, man. He makes me like when you experience that, man. Heck yeah, that's what basketball is like really, really about. It's about just, you know, playing for the love of the game, no matter who's in the stands. But when you like when the stands are filled, man, like you see it like and you know it. You see it and you've been in it. Like how much the players feed off of that, like it's you can't describe it in words like what that does to you as a player.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I get happy for anybody that can be in a situation like that.
No question.
Even my Tigers.
Jeff's a
believer. Or your Tigers.
we'll go ahead and mark that. We'll mark that for next week. we'll just put that on repeat.
Tigers. My That's Tigers. Right. There we go.
Jeff, we'll break it all down next week. Looking forward to seeing how Mizzou fares in College Station and in Gainesville. But in the meantime, good luck to your Raiders.
Appreciate it
this week, and we'll talk next week.
We will try to represent the Missouri SWAT too. You know the Raiders.
That's right.
Good luck, man. Missouri.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all six of our channels at KCSN. Covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou, by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.